Wild Coast to wake up in time for the latest news. In your top stories at this hour, many foreign nationals entered South Africa legally. The SACP criticizes the ANC again. South African Legal Workers Union going on strike. And sports news with Mike Godfrey. The South African government says many legal foreign nationals entered the country legally before becoming illegal. The Interministerial Committee on Migration briefed the country on plans to tackle migration-related challenges. The committee's chairperson, Momoloko Kubaya, says some foreign nationals entered the country through legal visas but then stayed beyond the expiry of these visas. Kubaya says it is important for South Africans to allow law enforcement agencies to deal with this situation. The Department of Home Affairs says some of the displaced Malawians in KwaZulu-Natal want to be reinstated into their communities. Several buses repatriated Malawians back home this weekend. They fled their homes last month following threats against illegal foreign nationals. The government says 143 people have been arrested for inciting violence against foreign nationals in the country. The SACP has again criticized the ANC over its reaction to the decision to contest elections. The two tripartite alliance partners have been involved in a public spat over the SACP's decision to contest elections independently. The ANC members, who are outgoing provincial leaders of the SACP, did not attend this weekend's elective conference in Limpopo. The SACP Secretary General Solly Mapila says the party will not accept threats from its alliance partners. Alleged underworld gang leader Nafiz Modak and 14 others will return to the Western Cape High Court today. Modak and his co-accused face charges that include murder, racketeering, fraud and money laundering. They are also accused of the murder of anti-gang unit detective Carl Kinnear in 2020. They have been on trial for more than 2 years, with the case experiencing several delays. Legal Aid South Africa says it has noted a notice for industrial action from the South African Legal Workers Union. The union is unhappy with Legal Aid South Africa's decision to enforce retirement at 60 instead of 65. It is also unhappy with a decrease in performance bonuses and stagnant salary benchmarking. The protected strike will take place this week on Wednesday and Thursday. Legal Aid South Africa says it has measures in place to minimize disruptions to services. International news, the G7 summit will start in France today. Leaders of the world's leading economies are expected to discuss several issues, including the war in Iran and its impact on the global economy. France excluded South Africa from this year's summit following pressure from the USA. However, the host nation has expressed its desire to expand the G7 in future. And now over to Mike Godfrey with this morning's sports news. Morning, Mike.
Good Monday morning, Wayne. Sport, motorsport, Formula One. Barcelona Grand Prix raced yesterday in Spain. Lewis Hamilton, well, he claimed his first victory for Ferrari at the age of 41. What a magnificent feat this is. Congratulations, Lewis Hamilton. By doing so, he ended the championship leader 5 race winning streak. That was Kimi Antonelli's winning streak. Unfortunately, Kimi Antonelli had to abandon the race in the final stages, citing technical problems. Results of the Barcelona Grand Prix. First, Lewis Hamilton, Ferrari. Second went to George Russell, Mercedes. Third went to Lando Norris. This completed an all-British podium. Congratulations to the 3 drivers. Enjoy the week. Sport, Wild Coast Radio, Mike Godfrey.
Thank
rugby,
you.
Rugby, Super Rugby. That is semi-finals of Rugby Pacific 2026. Games were played over the weekend. Waikato Chiefs, they did away with Crusaders. How the mighty have fallen. Final score there. Waikato Chiefs 49, Crusaders 12. Then Hurricanes, well, they blew away Auckland Blues. Final score, Hurricanes 57, Auckland Blues, they must be singing the blues, 21. Final next Saturday, Wellington Regional Stadium, Chiefs versus the Hurricanes. What a game, don't miss it. Enjoy the week, Mike Godfrey.
Thank you, Mark. You enjoy the week as well, and thank you for that sports wrap. And it's been quite a weekend of sport, hasn't it? And we'll chat again on Friday. Looking at financials, gold was selling at $4,327.72 a fine ounce. A barrel of Brent, $83.32. $1 US, R16.15. The British pound, R21.73. And the euro, R18.76. A Bitcoin is currently $65,662.04. And that's all this for this bulletin. Also wrapping the Monday edition of the Wild Coast Wake Up. Back again tomorrow for Tuesday for the public holiday edition of the same. Have a great Monday wherever you are in Wild Coast country, and we'll chat again tomorrow. Ciao, ciao.
Streaming worldwide, Wild Coast Radio.